T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 510, 76 degrees on this Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. And I want to thank our show sponsor, Whitman Lawn Care. Breathe new life into your lawn. Call Whitman Lawn Care today or visit them online at whitmanlawncare.com. I appreciate them for sponsoring the show. And give them a check out. Looking at some news stories happening now. This thing in Chicago over Labor Day weekend, where bodies literally piled up on the street over Labor Day weekend. 54 shot, including 7 killed. And this is while President Trump and Illinois Governor Pritzker spar over sending National Guard into the Windy City. At least 32 separate shootings occurred in Chicago between Friday evening and noon on Monday, according to a review of police incident reports per ABC News. Now, I'm seeing if you take the entire Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I think it's up to like 72 people shot. But this is from Friday evening till noon on Monday. Just hours after Trump posted a message on Truth Social on Saturday criticizing Pritzker's handling of crime in the city, at least 7 people were shot around 11:10 p.m. All of them are expected to be okay. Trump called the governor weak and pathetic for dismissing the need for National Guard presence in the Windy City in social media posts. Now listen, in a perfect world, the National Guard wouldn't be needed. If Chicago police were allowed to do their job and supported, they wouldn't have retention issues, they wouldn't have recruiting issues, they wouldn't be low in staffing, and there wouldn't be a need for it. But they've set an atmosphere up in Chicago which has destroyed morale, greatly impacted recruiting, and greatly impacted people just leaving the profession altogether. Retiring when they can, retiring early, moving to other areas of the nation. And at a time where there are places in the nation that will welcome law enforcement officers to relocate to them, even pay them bonuses for doing so, moving expenses and everything else. The president further warned, and we just heard that today during today's press conferences, we're coming, suggesting some sort of federal action on crime in Chicago if Pritzker doesn't straighten out fast. And again, there is no straightening out fast. There is no quick fix to the problems that they created, especially in places like Chicago, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Baltimore, and Philadelphia even. You know, you've created problems that's why defund the police wasn't just an immediate, hey, we're going to hit you right now, fast and hard. Defund the police was a more longer process. the plan behind defund the police was to demoralize the profession to where, A, people in the profession didn't want to do it anymore or wanted to move, and B, people didn't want to join that profession. And you have to realize that the brain surgeons behind this whole defund the police in politics, these elected officials that still to this day get behind it or were just behind it until it was politically inconvenient, and now they'll try to distance themselves from it. But don't be turned around from that, because they were always for it and they'll always be for it. But it was a long-term effect, and that's why they switched from going after police departments by defunding them, demoralizing them, affecting their retention and recruitment process, to targeting DAs. That's why George Soros and his money and all those things targeted area DAs, because that was an even longer-term fix. For every 1 year you defund the police, you're talking 3 to 4 years to fix that. So if you went 4 years of defund the police politics, you're talking over a decade to fix that problem. It's not a short – there is no short-term fix where you snap your fingers. Now, sending the National Guard in and sending staffing manpower overwhelming into areas is a Band-Aid effect. It does temporarily relieve the issue, but it doesn't solve the problem. And that's what needs to be taken into account here. You need to solve the problem. And that's why they targeted DA's office, because what happened is – you'd get a radical DA in, let's say, Philadelphia, in San Francisco, in Baltimore, in Chicago, in these areas where we've seen the utter collapse of the justice system. Because if believe it or not, that's exactly what's happened, this judicial revolving door. And then you go to the state capitals where they have this cash, no cash bail and all this rest of the nonsense and the mayor of New York that wants to do away with the mayoral candidate in New York that wants to do away with misdemeanors, just utter outlandish ridiculousness. But you get these radical DAs into a position, and your good assistant district attorneys that want to do their job, that want to help and keep their community safe, they throw their hands up and they just get, listen, I'm a lawyer. I can go make a lot of money elsewhere. I don't need to do this. Your assistant district attorneys, for the most part, are just starting their careers because they need trial experience to go on into bigger and better lawyer things to do. Unless you specialize in a very specific skill set as a lawyer, especially as a new lawyer, you need trial experience, and law firms want to see that trial experience. Well, what's the best way to get that? Well, you go to a DA's office and you become an assistant district attorney, and you get a ton of trial experience. You get a ton of dealing with the cases coming in and out and the paperwork flow and dealing with different types of cases, and they get a good grasp on what kind of attorney you are. In my time in law enforcement, I worked very closely with a lot of the attorneys. And some of them rose through the ranks to become, department heads in the homicide investigation or special victims prosecutor unit. And that's what they wanted to do. But most of them go there to get their trial experience and move on. And you get a radical DA that has a totally different viewpoint of what
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What the justice system would be, well, a lot of these assistant district attorneys just throw their hands up and say, I'm not doing this. So what happens? You get an entire district attorney's office with this criminal first mindset, this soft on crime mindset. And that takes even longer to transfer. You can get a hard-nosed DA in there, but now they have to slowly replace their entire staff because you have issues with who's working in these positions now. That's one of the problems with the FBI. That's one of the problems with the Department of Justice because you have these long-term life employees that are moved up in the ranks and given supervisory positions or manager positions to where they never should have been because they simply have a different philosophy. So they move to that. They move to dealing with district attorneys. And now because for every year of a defund the police platform, it takes 3 to 4 years to fix that, they're starting to see. I mean, when did defund the police movement start? You know, 10, 15 years ago, right? 20 years ago at most. Well, now we're really starting to see the impact of it. And yes, they can point to numbers and say, well, the crime is down. No, less crime is being reported. Again, we've talked about the perception of crime that people feel. You cannot tell people what they're feeling or what they're not feeling. You can take away the changing of the stats all you want to where the FBI reporting system is now voluntary instead of mandatory. You can have where crimes are reclassified to lower crimes so they're not counted. We talk about this all the time. And it does happen, just like they say there's no such thing as ticket quotas. No, there was always ticket quotas. I hate to break that to you. There's still ticket quotas. I hate to break it to you. They may call them goals. They may call them performance levels or whatever they want to pretend it is. Just like the downfall of broken windows across the nation, not just New York City, the downfall of broken windows is politicians. City administrations got so used to the revenue created by mass arrests, mass tickets, mass court proceedings that they didn't want it to stop. They wanted those same levels. And what happened is with broken windows, you need to go to a maintenance phase. Once you start getting all the people with warrants, once you start getting the people who have past bad criminal histories and they're spending time in jail and now you're just dealing with everyday people that may have made a mistake or may have gone above the speed limit or whatever the crime may have been from traffic infraction to a minor crime, you need to go to a maintenance phase. And they never did that. And that's where broken windows policing got the mantra of over-policing, of zero tolerance, where there's always tolerance. It just you need to know how to manage it. But city administrations enjoyed the revenue so much they wanted it to continue and never wanted to move to a maintenance phase. And then, of course, scapegoated the police departments and whoever ran them for that downside. But in a city like Chicago, when you're talking 50-something shootings, 50, not even shootings, 50-something people shot, 7 dead, you have a major problem. And you could tout your statistics all you want. Chicago is not that big of a city. You can tout your statistics all you want. When you dealt with 54 shootings in a 2.5-day period, 7 deaths, you have a major crime problem. And either you're going to address that or you're not. And what it is you have politicians that don't want to address anything. You have politicians that go from job to job to job to see how little they can do and still get paid a good salary. That's the problem with our cities, with our areas, with everything else. You can have a mayor of a city tout, oh, I increased your police department, when really all you did was keep up with attrition and maybe hire four or five new officers when your city grew by 15 to 20%. Well, that doesn't keep up, does it? You can tout your all four fire departments and your public safety platform and then hold out on appointing people to the retirement board for the fire department that deals with their pension system for 2 years, and your actions are totally opposite of what you actually do. Public safety is a main concern, not just policing, fire department, moving and closing fire departments, another big thing that needs to be looked at. But they're rarely held accountable. Have you seen anyone, except for labeling them with a defund the police candidate, have you ever seen one of these people actually held accountable for the damage they've done? Damage they've done for years, for decades, long after they're gone. And that's it. They know they're going to be gone. They know by the time it really starts to hit the fan, it won't be their problem anymore. I mean, we've seen that here in our counties. We've seen it here in our cities. Lackawanna County's dealing with it now. You had problems that were just left and just Band-Aids. That's all we get. But 54 people shot in 2.5 days in Chicago. I'd say they need help. Now, what that help is should be a robust, supported police department. And listen, I'm not talking about carte blanche. We are going to support you 100%. We're going to let the facts and evidence dictate the narrative of any incidents that happen in this city. But if you abuse that trust, if you abuse that support, we are going to hang you out to dry if you are caught to be acting negligent, if you are acting criminal. That's all that needs to be done here. That's all law enforcement's asking for, a fair shake. No better, no worse than you treat your everyday criminals. Base my actions on the facts and the evidence, not who's screaming the loudest, not on the narrative from the largest crowd, not on the politics of the day. Facts and evidence. Innocent until proven guilty. And if you are found to have abused that trust, to abuse that authority, we'll have zero tolerance for that. And there's not anyone that could disagree with that except your politicians that want to use it as leverage.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.